Westlock. The NDP candidate for Peace River Westlock says that although the future is green, there is a place for the oil and gas industry within Canada. Gail Ungstad, who is one of five candidates seeking the Peace River Westlock constituency crown in the September 20 federal election, says if elected September 20, it will be the NDP government's job to find work for those displaced as the country transitions to a green economy. While we can debate climate crisis and oil and gas, some of this is beyond our hands. If the world no longer wants gas power, we want to make sure workers are not left behind. We have the technology, we are the industry sector of our country, and we can adapt and pivot to what we need to be doing to continue to be viable on the global scale, said Ungstad August 27. We don't want any worker left behind. The Slave Lake resident also says the party has its sights set on expanding healthcare, including better dental care for children and additional support and funding for local pharmacies. The NDP platform also aims to tackle homelessness, fight poverty, and work to ensure all Canadians have access to healthy, affordable food. Affordable housing is another priority, as Ungstad notes the NDP has plans to implement programs to help first-time homebuyers. The NDP also vow to create at least 500,000 quality, affordable housing units in the next 10 years, with half open within 5 years. The NDP has a platform that includes taxing foreign investments in our country and using money to build affordable housing and get first-time homeowners grants to provide some cash flow when it comes to buying a house, she continued. Ultimately, the former social worker is looking forward to the election and believes the NDP has the right mix of programs and initiatives for the people of Peace River Westlock. As a social worker, I want to make people's lives better, said Ungstad. I have skills, the abilities, the knowledge, and the background to implement change. I am a serious candidate with the skill to do that. Spencer Kemp Boulay, Town and Country Today.com.